Let's talk about Castlevania Nocturne. This is the newest foray into the Castlevania franchise that Netflix owns. Nocturne is going to take place further in the past. We're going to get a younger Velmont. He's still got his whips. He's still got his blades. But we see part of his past that we never got to see before. Even though it is rectified by the end of this season, which is 8 episodes, it definitely fucked him up for quite a while. I mean, there's a fucking scene in here where you're like, holy shit, you's a bitch. But yeah. But in this one, of course, he's hunting vampires, but by himself, ends up gaining some allies. The most interesting allies that he does gain are former slaves who freed themselves, and the slave masters happen to have been vampires. And with this, they show that the vampires, being immortal and eternal and living for so long, really had their hands in a lot of things. Their hands were in slavery. They had their hands in the corruption of the church, like their hands in the aristocracy. The fucking aristocracy. Probably said that wrong. My mouth's not working right. Who gives a fuck? Of the old European society. The kings, the queens, the nobles, all that bullshit. They will have a, what seems to be a pretty significant threat. The vampire messiah is what's expressed here. I can't say that I love the messiah more than I love the messiah's number two. The messiah's number two person. Man. That bitch is bad. I'ma just be, the bitch is bad. Like, ooh. Like, fighting style, how she's drawn, she's fucking bad. And you're also getting the same anime style of all the others, so you're not getting anything new there. Dialogue, literally, if you remember, Velmont really kind of loved the word fuck. Yeah, expect that shit to drop at least 3 times every fucking episode. Like, it kind of got to a point now where I'm kind of like, I want him to not say fuck as much as he does. But whatever. The continuity of the story from 1 to 8, I think is all there. No fluffer episodes. One of the characters, I'm kind of like, I'm going to assume, like, I see that there's a purpose for this character, but I'm hoping it's bigger than just what we saw, because if not, I feel like we could have lived the fuck without him, and he wasn't really necessary to have. It seems like he was more necessary for somebody else's story, but honestly, if we took him the fuck out, we really didn't need him. You'll probably figure him out when you get to it. Here's a hint. Singing. That's all. Besides that, I mean, like I said, visually, we're getting the same thing. Dialogue, like I said, a lot of fucks, still the same. The story, I appreciate. The backstory, really, on Velmont, getting a younger version of him, seeing some of his fucked up past, his comrades that joined him in his fight. Good. They were good. And get interesting, you get more interesting abilities than we got before. That was appreciated. Especially one of the youngest people to accompany him. I really like, she has a real interesting ability. I really liked it. And of course, I love the slave's ability also. She had a great ability as well. So I appreciate the fuck out of that. And like I said, the creatures in this, I liked them. Exceptional. Do I feel like this could have been better? Absolutely. And when you get to the last episode, I'm not going to lie, these fucking endings to where we're literally ending on to, like, we're not going to finish the fucking story. We're just going to cut here and drop this person or drop this bomb on you and then cut right here. So you're like, what the fuck? So now I got to wait till... That was a lightsaber. I can't cut my phone off because I'm a manager. So, yeah. That's just notifications. Ignore that. You can't... You can't just do that all the time. And Castlevania has really done that a lot where it just cuts at the end. Like, they'll just write it out and then be like, you know what? Let's stop here. And then we'll continue later. And they do that shit to you again where you're like, you don't get a conclusion to what the fuck is going on. You just get a breaks. And you're stopping, like, immediately in front of something that's really huge that happens. You slam on brakes, and then it's like, oh, guess you have to wait. That's how the fuck they do you. Not a fucking fan of that. Super not a fucking fan of that. And they do that shit to you again. They need to stop that shit. Beyond that, it's a good watch. You know, it's an easy binge. Episodes are only like 25 to 36 minutes long. So, man, take a good 2.5 hours. Take a good 2 hours, 2.5. You're done with this shit. Honestly, it's shorter. This whole season is shorter than the fucking Titanic. So, if you still want to check out Castlevania, the anime, are you still a fan of it? I will say that there is a character that we have not seen, really. Well, we've seen him, but we've not seen him. Who makes an appearance? And that's all I'm saying about that. Castlevania, Nocturne, definitely worth checking out. I would definitely want to see where the fuck we're going. So I'm looking forward to the next season. Castlevania, Nocturne, on Netflix. Check it out. And don't forget to find Let's Talk About Flicks on your Facebook page. Find it, like it, like everything. Just go through all the posts and just like. Let's Talk About Flicks. Castlevania Nocturne on Netflix. Go check it out.